This is the Outpost Life in the Great Outdoors. Tim Howard here with singer, songwriter, and producer extraordinaire David Fanning. David, great to talk to you today.
Man, Tim, great to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, doing great. I'm not hunting, but I'm talking to a guy who loves to hunt, so I guess that's the next best thing.
That's very true. Very true. Yeah, I kind of wish I was doing that right now. We're on the road headed down to West Palm right now, so not getting to do any of the fun outdoor stuff right now. Stuck in a bus.
Stuck in a bus, but doing what you do best, and that's music. And,
yeah.
Of course, you're an up-and-coming new artist, but a producer extraordinaire. Let's talk about what's going on with you musically right now, a lot, from what I understand.
Yeah, man, you know, it's been an interesting road. It's been a real fun road to where I am now. I actually got my start in music, in country music, and by producing other acts. So the first act that I ever produced was a duo called Thompson Square, and we had the most played song of 2011 with them with Are You Gonna Kiss Me or Not, and that's kind of how I got my feet wet in the music industry. And then you fast forward from there, I found this band called Parmalee and wrote some songs with them and produced their records too, and Carolina last year went number one. And so it's kind of backwards from what a lot of people do. You know, a lot of people are artists and then they start producing, or they are songwriters and produce. And I kind of started as a producer and now doing the artist thing.
But that's a great way to do it, because the production is just such a whole different world, and a whole different world of music making in itself, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when I moved to Nashville, you know, I had always planned on, you know, I moved up here to be an artist and you know, do all that. And it's crazy how that landed in my lap with the production stuff, but it's made me a better, you know, singer, songwriter and, you know, artist, everything. It's really helped me out. So I'm thankful for the way it happened, for sure.
Well, you have an album out, and the debut single Drink You Away really blew me away, because I listened to yours and I listened to Justin Timberlake's, and it really shows how great a producer you are. Talk about what inspired that.
You know, it's crazy. He was actually coming into the Bridgestone in Nashville, the arena there, and he was doing a show, and there was a country station that he's from Memphis, so he has always wanted to, you know, kind of be a part of country music, what he said. And they couldn't play him on the country station, you know, because he's a pop artist. So I got a phone call, and they were like, hey, you know, there's a chance Justin's coming in. What do you think about maybe working up something, you know, for him, to show him what one of his songs would be like if, you know, it had a country flair to it. So that's what I did, man. I had just a few, you know, not long. I had a few hours, really, honestly, to get the song done. So I had to turn it around real quick. And I went in the studio, you know, sang it, produced it, did everything. And we had it mixed and played for him early in the morning on the show. And that was the first time anybody had ever heard it. It was crazy.
Again, it's a crazy, wild business country music is. Now, you have a new single that just came out a couple of weeks ago, didn't it?
Yeah, I do. Brand new single called Doing Country Right. And it's awesome. It's cool, man, to, you know, we're still in the middle of a radio tour right now. We got like one more week of radio tour left. I've been on the road, you know, living on the road and going city to city, and it's just amazing. I got the best label in the world, Red Bow Records, and it's just been awesome to finally get out and start gaining fans and all that kind of stuff, man. I'm pumped about it, and it's one of those songs that like it or not like it, it gets stuck in your head.
And people can, of course, it'll be on radio. People can of course hear it on YouTube. Can they hear it on your website?
If you go to davidfanningmusic.com, that's got the links to everything. It's got, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, any kind of social media outlets, and you can hear it all there, or you can just Spotify it or download it on iTunes. It's pretty accessible.
it's a whole different world now, and we're a part of it.
I know, man.
So we've talked about the music side. Let's talk about the hunting side. When did you start hunting, and where did your passion begin?
You know, for me, I grew up in Ardmore, Tennessee, which, if you know anything about, which is right on the Alabama-Tennessee line. If you knew where I grew up, it's in the middle of nowhere. And so there's really, you know, no option for not wanting to hunt or anything, because it's just, you know, it's what you do. It's kind of how we started, you know, me and my sister and everything. We started, you know, killing time in a way. My granddad, you know, was always into, you know, we had animals and all that. We'd always have to go dove hunting. It kind of started out with some, you know, some dove hunting and stuff. And then when I got a little bit older, you know, started deer hunting a little bit. And I just think, man, you know, for me, it's just being outdoors in general. There's something just so satisfying about being out there and being in the wild, you know, kind of just waiting for it. And actually, I just acquired a big lot of land in Kentucky now. So I go up there, and we started hunting this past season. And it's a whole different world up there. I never hunted any kind of, you know, Kentucky deer before. So from where we came from hunting in Tennessee, it's definitely a whole different experience. They're smarter.
So what are some of the deer you've seen or have taken from your new farm?
You know, this year, since I kind of got it right when the season started, and it's about 500 acres. And so there's actually, you know, Kentucky started, they released some elk out there too. So we actually, on the land, there's actually some elk, believe it or not, which, you know, they're kind of starting to populate. And, the deer out there are just a different breed. Like I said, from Tennessee, I mean, it's just, it's crazy. I actually personally didn't take any this year because it was all trying to figure out the lay of the land, because they're so smart. And the way it's a whole mountain range. So they come up, you know, we talked to the locals a bunch and try to figure out kind of how to hunt it. So this coming year, I'm really looking forward to hunting it, because kind of figured out how to do it this year.
So what are some of the things you're doing to your land to get it ready for hunting season? Are you doing the, you know, the feeding, or are you putting out feed plots, or just putting up some,
you know,
stands in certain areas?
You know what's crazy is, you know, on the lease that my buddy has down in Tennessee, you know, they do all that, and it works. But up here in Kentucky, man, especially, I don't know if it's all of Kentucky or what it is, but this lot, they just come out. I mean, they're huge. I mean, that there's a online, I mean, a guy took like an 18 point, you know, off of the land I own now, and just crazy big. And so we're not hardly doing any prep because of the way that everything comes. They come over the mountain, so as long as you come over the mountain real quiet in the middle of the night after they do, really, that's the only way in and out. So that's kind of how to get them, we found out. And the locals say they just sit on their back porch and they come right up to them. Crazy.
Go figure. And that's the way it works out usually. Are you into archery at all?
You know, what I'm trying to get into this year is actually crossbow. I've never done it before, and my buddies, all my songwriting buddies are huge into archery and crossbows and all that. And so I'm actually, that's my goal this year, is to, you know, get me a crossbow. I want to do that and see what we can do. But it's a whole different beast, I know, you know, with a bow and arrow and all that kind of stuff. So we'll see what happens. See what happens this year. I'll let you know. I'll give you an update later on and let you know what happens with me.
But, sure, man. You can always send us pictures, you know, on the website or, you know, through social media, and we'll post them. And because I'm excited, because Kentucky is, like you said, it is a whole other world. It's a different type of deer up there. And for anyone who hasn't done anything in that area, just go online, and the first thing you see is Kentucky deer, because they are world famous.
It's crazy. And I'm actually excited, you know, for the elk too, that they're starting to work on, because that's a whole different level too. And we ought to do something, you know, this year, maybe with some readers, you know, of the magazine and stuff, and maybe we have something where we can get someone to come to the land with me and we go on a hunt or something.
Man, that would be awesome. And we do that all the time, and we'd love to be a part of your land, especially since it's like a new deal. You know, people love buying land, and then once you get the land, it's what you do with it. It's the mapping the land, it's the walking the land,
like you said,
being outdoors. For people who don't even hunt, they just need to get outdoors, because it does change your whole perspective on life, doesn't it?
It does, and you know, this year, like I said, I don't even know what I own yet, honestly, because it's the way it's built. The lay of the land. I mean, it's almost like a holler, you know. So there's a mountain all the way around, almost like a horseshoe. And so just walking, I mean, I've walked on there for days and days and haven't even seen half of it yet. And I've got a new Polaris, a new Razor, so I've been taking that up and down everywhere, and you know, checking it all out. So yeah, it'd be cool to get somebody to come out there and, you know, just especially if no one's ever been outdoors and done any of that kind of stuff, you know, it would just be awesome for them to be a part of it. So I'd love to do something like that. And there's a couple ponds on there too. You can go fishing. You can do whatever you want to do, man. It's very.
Do you fish? No, do you fish much?
I just leisurely, honestly. You know, it's there's massive in these ponds. There's massive catfish. And so, you know, I mean. So looking forward to trying to get some of those. The land, actually, even though it hadn't been owned by people for a long time, there hadn't been many people on it. It was stocked years and years ago with catfish and stuff. And so the rumor is there's some massive ones in there. So I'm looking forward to trying to see what we can do with that, have a fish fry.
Yeah, it sounds like deer hunting and fish fry at David's place. I'm all in.
Dude, I mean, what's better than that? You can, you know. There's not much better besides, and then you got music on top of it all.
It's a great life. And country music and the great outdoors, they just go hand in hand, don't they?
Oh, they do, man. It's, you know, both of them, you know what's cool is people have a passion for hunting and then people have a passion for music. And it's cool when you can, you know, have a passion for both. It's something that's just very, you know, when you, especially being an artist and you're out on the road, you're on buses and you're doing shows and you're doing all that. It's so cool to take a few days every now and then and just get out and be in the open, man, and be in the outdoors. It's just something that's, it kind of rejuvenates you, you know?
It is. It's food for the soul. David,
very
I really appreciate you talking to us today. Do you want to throw your social media stuff out there so people can get in contact with you?
Yeah, I'm going to make it real complicated. We made it complicated for everybody. Instagram is at David Fanning, FANNING, kind of like Dakota Fanning. Instagram at David Fanning, Facebook at David Fanning Music, and then Twitter is at David Fanning News, MUZ. So it's three different ones, but if you just Google David Fanning, you can find them all pretty easy.
It's all there. The tabs are at the top right of your web page, so they can also get it all there too.
You can get it all.
David, it was great talking to you today, and we're glad you've joined us here on the Outpost, Life in the Great Outdoors.
Anytime.
Let me stop this recorder real quick, okay? Hold on just a second.
All right.
And since I don't remember, I have to look at the instructions. Get started on.